The following podcast contains mature language and spoilers. Listener's discretion is advised.
I mentioned at the top of the show, remember, there is a DC Comics Presents podcast done by Russell Bragg. Along those lines also, there have been I don't know if you've noticed this, Rob, there's been a tremendous amount of podcasts and blogs and really cool initiatives started by people that listen to this show. I've been blown away. I can't keep up with them. You know, I mentioned before, Aaron Moss has started a podcast about the Suicide Squad. Did you know Diablo Frank has a podcast now?
I did not.
Yeah, well, iTunes won't allow it, apparently. It's not on iTunes yet. I think they said no thank you when they heard it was from him. I'm just kidding.
That's just a good idea.
They're working on getting it up there. But so there's a bunch of blogs that have launched. I'd like to think I'll take credit for the most recent Who's Who episode causing all of you guys to do that. But here's what I'm going to ask of y'all at home. Do me a favor. Shoot us either an email, which is – what's our email address, Rob?
Firewaterpodcast@comcast.net.
Yep. Or actually, you know what? That's probably the safest way to do this because otherwise it's going to get lost if we do a bunch of places. Let's do it there. Shoot us an email and tell us what your blog, website, podcast, whatever is that you've got going on related to superheroes. And in an upcoming episode, we'll pimp it on the show. We've done this before. It's been probably a year, maybe less, since we did it last. But if you've got something related to superheroes and you're doing it, whether it's new or old, even if it's Luke Giaconetti and his Being Carding Hall, or, you know, Earth's Destruction Directive, which has been going, both of those are great and been going on for a while. It's time for us to pimp it again. So if you've got either a new or existing one, shoot us the name of it, give us the site, tell us what's it about, and in an upcoming episode, we will go through and we will share the whole Matchhead, Aquanaut, nuclear sub communities, places to find each other, because there's so much worthwhile stuff out there. And honestly, I'm having a hard time keeping up with it. And even if you sent it to me recently, please send it to that address again, just so we don't lose track of it. I want to give everyone a shout out.
Yep.
It's an old Mount Prospect police car. They were practically giving them away.
Well, thank you, Al. The day I get out of prison, my own brother picks me up in a police car.
Next up is Diablo Frank. Now, hold on a minute. I'll tell you where you can find him. You can find him getting his ass kicked in a minute here. You can find him at the Idle Head of Diablo, which is his Martian Manhunter blog, over at idle-head.blogspot.com. You can also find him at Diana Prince, the new Wonder Woman, which is new-wonderwoman.blogspot.com. And Nerg, which is used to be a softcore porn site, but now he does other stuff.
Now it's hardcore porn.
Nerg.blogspot.com. And I mentioned he had a podcast not too long ago on our show. I was trying to be inclusive and mention it. And I tried to say at the same time, I think that's the same episode where I did a call for people to tell us what to pimp. So he got all bent out of joint because I didn't tell people where to find the podcast. Well, I'm sorry. The whole point was for you to write in and promote where to find your stuff. Anyway, yes, you can find him on the wonderful Marvel Superheroes Podcast. And that's at MarvelSHP.blogspot.com. Write that down because they're not on iTunes yet. So it's MarvelSHP.blogspot.com. Definitely check that out.
I got a bad feeling about this.
You'd be feeling a lot better, Han, if you were listening to Dead Boffin Spies, a Star Wars podcast hosted by me, Ryan Daly.
That doesn't sound too hard.
It's not hard. You just check out Dead Boffin Spies on iTunes, Facebook, or the blog page, deadboffinspies.blogspot.com.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
Well, I don't know if terror is an appropriate description. It's a podcast that combines everything you love about me talking and some of what you love about Star Wars.
I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
Fine, whatever. Do that after you listen to Dead Boffin Spies.
Yoda. You seek Yoda.
No, you seek Dead Boffin Spies, a Star Wars podcast. Check it out. It beats kissing a Wookiee, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
We got. Oh, by the way, if you want to hear more of my Frank's thoughts unvarnished or unedited by us, listen to his podcast, Marvel Superheroes Podcast. I've been listening to it, and it is. It's not Frank unhinged, but it's Frank just unedited. So if that interests you, go check it out.
Speaking of which, Frank, I've left enough hints, but I'm not getting any help from anybody. I need you to email me about this thing because I started listening to your show. I was really enjoying it. And then you started covering Annihilation, which I'm halfway through reading extremely slowly, like over the course of a year. And I don't want it spoiled. So I need to know which episodes I can listen to. Help me out, brother. Let me know which episodes I can listen to that don't have Annihilation coverage because it seems like every episode I take a peek at does.
Okay. We've made our public appeal. We got an email from Michael Bailey.
I'm the irredeemable Shag, and I endorse this message.
Dinah Lance is a fighter, and her one-woman war is against the czars of crime, the frightened men who dread the blonde bombshell, otherwise known as Black Canary. Writer Robert Kaniger and artist Carmine Infantino created Black Canary in 1947. She debuted as a masked femme fatale that kind of skirted the law, but pretty quickly she evolved into a civic-minded crime fighter. She has mastered multiple martial arts disciplines and unarmed combat forms. Her canary cry, when properly focused, is powerful enough to punch a hole through a wall. Black Canary has, in one form or another, been part of multiple incarnations of the Justice League, the Justice Society, and Birds of Prey. I freaking fell in love with Black Canary, and I'm proud to podcast about her adventures in comics and television. Flowers and Fishnets, a Black Canary podcast.
Frank, you're really selling that. Really selling it.
He says, I also feel it is important that I admit that Rob was right again about Ohotmu being more boring to talk about than Who's Who.
Oh, okay.
We recorded a first try at an Ohotmu podcast a few months back in the same style as this one for the Marvel Superheroes podcast he's talking about, and it sucked worse than episode number 6. The characters just stand there against a mono non-chromatic background, and the first edition isn't even drawn by well-known regarded artists. We're still going to do an Ohotmu podcast in the future, but we've had to radically alter the format to make it work.
By the way, you can find the Marvel Superheroes podcast on iTunes now.
Yep.
As well. So I've been binge listening to that. It's I love listening to Frank. I love Frank so much. I want him back on the show soon. So I still like angry at him for not being in the Martian Manhunter episode. So
I want Aquaman to drop a whale on that one co-host of his though.
That's a specific, in case you're wondering where Rob's going with that, folks, they took quite a few shots at Aquaman on that, or that guy did. So.
That guy's got quite a potty mouth.
I think his name's a legal machine, if I remember right.
Whenever you need comics to make the grade, there's only one place, In Stock Trades. In Stock Trades.
Jason Momoa will show up. He'll be a total badass because he's just Jason Momoa. And he'll probably be coming out of the water with his shirt off and just be like, you know, punching a shark or, you know, whatever the hell he's going to do. And it's going to be cool. So he's going to come out of that looking good. The question is whether they can give us a script that will work for an entire film, whether the Aquaman movie will be received well. I think we have a buddy named Diablo Frank. You may have heard of him, who has his own podcast now, Marvel Superheroes Podcast. And over there, they talked recently about an Aquaman movie, and they really didn't make a lot of sense. It was really crazy. It was just one guy ranting and raving and cursing. And then, you know, an episode or two later, they read a letter on the air, a very intelligent, well-composed, you know, I would say almost, you know, I don't know. It was literature, this letter. It was really well written by someone, a listener who talked about Aquaman, you know, saying their argument was juvenile. And so they addressed the issue, and they made a lot more points that were a lot more reasoned. You know, they weren't just irrational about it. And they made some good points of why Aquaman may have a hard time on the big screen. I don't necessarily agree with what they said, but they made a lot more rational argument. Hats off to you, Frank, and I think his name's a legal machine or whatever. But one point they made, I really do agree with Rob. I think just putting the name Aquaman on the big screen is going to be a hard sell for them because of the, you know, quote-unquote Roddy Dangerfield getting no respect kind of thing Aquaman's been fighting for so many years. I mean, he's been so many comedians' punchline for so many years. It's a hard thing to fight. So I think that what we're going to have to see is going to be like almost a subtitle thing. Like Superman was Man of Steel, you know, and there's reasons for that, obviously. But Aquaman could be Aquaman King of the Sea, or Aquaman King of Atlantis, or The Power of Aquaman, Lord of the Ocean, you know, or something.
I will tell you why, at the very least, it will start with Aquaman. They may have a subtitle, but it will be Aquaman first, is because in this era of VOD, which is where studios are making all their money now outside of the theatrical windows, they are falling over themselves to give their movies A titles. Because in giant...
phone book rules.
Phone book rules, yes. In giant VOD search engines, nobody wants to wade through 400 titles to find something that they want to watch. So all the studios are trying to find a way to put an A at the beginning of their movie titles. And with Aquaman, they've got that built in. They don't have to fight for it.
Video on demand, right?
Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry. I was using it. We talk at work. We just say VOD at this point. Yeah. So, I mean, they're falling all over themselves to have an A title. So right there, they got it. But it doesn't mean they can't give it a subtitle like you mentioned, you know, I'm King of the Sea or whatever. So.
Time and Tide or, you know, whatever.
Hook for a Hand, you know, whatever they want to call it.
You know, I don't think
this Aquaman rapes people. I mean, it is by Jason Momoa, so you never
know. You really need to watch Stargate Atlantis.
No, I don't. I guarantee I don't.
You know, the Hook with a Hand thing, it's not going to happen. But if they did have to make it happen, the version of the tale from Justice League, the cartoon, is the way to go.
That is, I don't want them to do it, but I agree. If they're going to do it, don't do it. Please, don't do it. But if you do it, do the JLU version.
Yeah, because that was really well done.
The best way to do it. Yep.
Yeah. Winchester and Green. Winchester and Green.
That's right.
Heard from our buddy Diablo Frank. Boy, did we hear from Diablo Frank. Folks, if you're not aware, Diablo Frank has his own podcast now with his cohorts, Illegal Machine and Mr. Fix-It, and it's called the Marvel Superheroes Podcast, and I have accidentally appeared on it a couple times now, where he and I recorded one day for like 4 hours, and he just sort of weaves me into different episodes. Like, I just did an accidental Alpha Flight episode, apparently, that I didn't intend to. So, anyway, feel free to check it out. Especially if you want to hear more of me and not Rob. So, anyway, he says, in light of the penultimate Who's Who podcast covering the original series, I'd like to invite your interested commenters to contact me via Twitter, and the Twitter signal is at RolledSpine, or email RolledSpinePodcast@gmail.com to discuss participating in the official Handbook of the Marvel Universe podcast edition. While it's clearly an unabashed ripoff of this show, the format will actually be quite different and allow for a multitude of contributors. So, interesting. Thanks for ripping us off. Nice of you to do that. But good luck with that. It's going to be a whole lot of Captain America is stronger than Armadillo talk, I guess. And then, I'm just kidding. I look forward to listening to it. I think it could be a lot of fun. So, and when he stops about issue 3 or 4, we'll just laugh because we got all the way to 26.
That's right.
And then I'm an asshole.
The Ultraverse Network begins now. Over 20 years ago, Malibu Comics debuted The Ultraverse. It may not have lasted long, but the creativity and quality of its titles and creators caught many readers' imaginations when it first appeared and in the years since. This network of fans celebrates the fun and excitement of The Ultraverse and its awesome writers, artists, and characters. Featuring 3 ongoing podcasts covering a variety of topics, including Nightman and Solitaire, our blog will feature regular coverage of The Strangers, Sludge, Firearm, Ultraforce, and all your other favorites. Look for Ultraverse Network on iTunes and visit our website at ultraversepodcast.com. We are giving Ultraverse fandom a jumpstart.
Then we heard from our buddy Diablo Frank, who you can find in the Marvel Superheroes podcast, and he's got his own new podcast on Marsh Manor. Do you know that the idle-headed Diablo has gone podcasty?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's gone podcasty. So, to celebrate Marsh Manhunter's anniversary, 70th, I think? Uh-oh.
No, can't be 70. It was 55, so it would be 50.
50, there we go, okay. Frank's yelling at his...
60, zone. I'm sorry, terrible math. 60.
Frank's yelling at his Zonaphone right now. All right.
He also says Shag might not want to get his sadistic laughter. Shag might want to get his sadistic laughter out of the way now regarding the longevity of the Ohatmu podcast. I received exactly one response from an interested party who's a friend of a Who's Who commenter. I've also failed at getting Mac and Fixit motivated to produce for that prospective podcast. At the moment, there's no definite indication that we'll ever even make it to episode one, which is a shame since I put together a Boss theme song months ago.
We're on volume 27,
which I am kind of bummed out, though, because I did want to hear that.
Yeah, theme. Me too.
I want to hear at least the theme song. All right, folks. Well, this really is the end. Thank you so much for listening. Folks, you can find my good friend Rob over at theaquamanshrine.net. You can also find him on Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter under the same handle, Aquaman Shrine. You can find me at firestormfan.com, also on Google Plus, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr, all at firestormfan. Rob, why don't you tell the good folks at home where they can find the Tumblr?
fireandwaterpodcast.tumblr.com, and the email address is firewaterpodcast@comcast.net.
Colossus and Cyclops,
the Crimson Dynamo,
Daredevil,
Doctor Strange,
the Fantastic Four,
Galactus, Ghost Rider, Motorcycle Hero,
How the Duck,
the Human Torch,
the Incredible Hulk,
Bruce Banner,
Invincible Girl,
the Iron Man,
MODOK,
Magneto,
Mr. Fantastic,
they will see Lord Prince of the Deep,
Nightcrawler,
Odin,
Powerman, and Iron Fist,
Professor X,
the Punisher,
Rick Jones,
Sergeant Fury,
the She-Hulk,
Silver Surfer,
Spider-Man,
Spider-Woman,
Storm from the X-Men,
the Thing, Ben Grimm,
the Mighty Thor,
Stadium Man.